I would suggest that there is a breadth of input into this debate from various sources that indicates that there needs to be for schools and education authorities to get on board with the concept of devices. But that's quite a challenge. You know, many school leaders don't want to feel that they're being left behind, mm-hmm. but they also don't really understand a bigger vision, which is about transformation. And in many ways, it becomes, let's do what we've always done, but let's convert it into a way of doing something with a device. Mm-hmm. And fundamentally, that might, to an extent, engage. But our research in the past, and you know, felt that you know, once you've got past the shiny aspect, fundamentally, if all you're doing is this repetitive computer-based learning, it is not transforming the experience of the children, and therefore, fundamentally, it means that the device is no better than a jotter. Mm-hmm. And in many ways, I think the point was made earlier today when you're in our schools, we are not moving away from the concept that a jotter might be the appropriate medium to use, nor are we, you know, matching cards is appropriate, or the use of the camera on the device is appropriate. There, what we're looking at here is what transforms a rather rigid mm-hmm. and constrained planning-driven curriculum into one that is giving students the opportunity, as Laura said, to really
embody the principles of CFE.
Absolutely. And I don't see how you can do that in what I would describe as our Victorian system, even though, in fact, I could call it our 20th century system. And in fact, many of our senior school leaders actually have been through that whole system themselves as pupils, as them themselves mm-hmm. as teachers, and in fact are very reluctant to change their beliefs about how what learning should look like. So therefore they, in many ways, are in part to their perpetuating this by saying, oh, I need to get devices in because of the media that's out there that says, well, I'll need to figure out a reason for it because John or Laura's asked me to come up with some strategy. And what that will be is I'll have a bunch of apps on top of, you know, that therefore I'll timetable these devices. They'll all be the same. There'll be one for every student. That's what one-to-one means to them. And then they'll be there for 30 minutes while they'll be in numeracy, and then they'll move to the next class and they'll be there for 30 minutes with doing numeracy. No acknowledgement of the fact that these are personal devices that don't necessarily accommodate multiple users extremely well. And in fact, doesn't give the child any opportunity to develop any other range of personalisation choice. Bluntly, it's doing what we've always done, but with a relatively expensive medium to do it. And fundamentally, we are completely opposed to that. And in some ways, almost, I don't mean to say that there's not a role for effective use of apps, but it has to be within a much broader vision of what the embedding of technology in the learner's space should be, rather than it be just something that's given out to you because we're managing an app to you at this point in time, and then we all agree that there's a stock suite of apps that get managed on every device, and that's as good as that is. Sorry, I don't subscribe to that view in any way.